Chapter 3 Hans hired three Icelanders to carry our luggage. The horses couldn't go to the crater of the volcano. When we get to the bottom of the crater, the Icelanders will have to come back, my uncle said. Hans agreed. I was very scared of going to the volcano. I didn't want to go down into the crater. I was afraid of heights. We didn't know if the volcano was still active. It hadn't erupted since 1229, but what if it erupted when we were inside it? I went to find my uncle. I had to talk to him before we went to the volcano. I am thinking about that too, said Professor Leidenbrock.
Are you? I asked.
Yes, but eruptions always have signs beforehand. I have asked all the locals. There have been no signs of an eruption, my uncle said.
Really?
I asked.
Really. The hot springs are proof. When there is no steam from the springs, then there will be an eruption.
The hot springs have steam, so we are safe, he said. I went to bed. I didn't want to go, but my uncle was set on the journey. The parson and his wife gave my uncle a bill for staying at the parsonage. I thought, this is very rude. My uncle paid the bill without any argument. We set off at 9 o'clock with Hans and the men. The men carried our luggage. Snæfells is 5,000 feet tall. It has two peaks. We walked up Snæfells in single file. The path was very narrow. There were lots of loose rocks. It was difficult to walk. Hans went ahead of us. He was scouting the path to the top of the volcano. The path was very steep. We had to help each other climb. We used sticks to get to the next part of the path. It was nearly too steep to climb. Then we saw a staircase of rocks. It was much easier to climb. We climbed 2,000 steps and stopped.
We must go higher, Hans said.
Why? My uncle asked.
There is a mister, said Hans.
A mister was a whirling of dust, sand and ground up pumice stone. It was coming towards Snæfells. Hans led us up to the small crater which we were close to. We went inside. The mister hit the mountain. The mountain shuddered. I was very glad Hans was there. He saved our lives. We climbed out of the crater. Hans led us up the mountain. We walked for 5 hours. I was very cold and tired. We reached the top of Snæfells at 11 o'clock. We went inside the crater to sleep. It was very cold. In the morning, my uncle and I stood on the top of Snæfells and looked at the landscape. It was very beautiful. My uncle was very happy.
Come on, Axel, to the crater, he said.
The crater was a cone shape. It was 2,000 feet deep. Hans led the way into the crater. I followed him, and my uncle was behind me. We walked around the cone in a spiral until we got to the bottom. Hans looked for danger. He poked ice caps that might hide crevices with his walking stick. He kept us safe. Finally, we got to the bottom of the crater. There were three vents at the bottom. When Snæfells erupted, the lava came out of the vents. The vents were very big, at least 100 feet wide. They went down below our feet. I didn't look down. Professor Leidenbrock was very excited by the vents. He studied them. He ran from one to the next and shouted something I didn't understand. Hans and the Icelanders sat and watched the professor. My uncle cried out. I thought he fell into a vent, but I was wrong. He was standing next to a granite boulder in the centre of the crater.
Axel, come here, he shouted.
I went to the boulder. There were runes carved on it. They said Arna Saknussemm. Hans sent the Icelanders home. We waited at the bottom of the crater. We needed the sun to tell us which vent to go down. There was no sun for 4 days. On the fifth day, the sun cast a shadow on the middle vent. There it is! That's the vent, said Professor Leidenbrock. Are we going? Asked Hans. Yes! Forward, my uncle shouted. Climbing down to the bottom of the vent took us a whole day. We ate at the bottom of the vent and went to sleep. There was a side vent. We went down it in the morning. We found arches in the volcano. They looked like Gothic cathedrals from the Middle Ages and Roman arches. The temperature was only 15 degrees. I thought it would be warmer. We found cave paintings on the walls. They were made by ancient men. I stared at them for a very long time. Professor Leidenbrock wasn't interested in the cave paintings. He was looking at the rocks. We found a tunnel filled with gas. I was glad we were using lanterns that didn't have an open flame. We followed one path. We walked for 5 days. My uncle stopped. This is the wrong tunnel. We must go back and take the other tunnel, he said. We had 3 days to get back to the right tunnel, but had no water left. We reached the fork in the tunnels. I wanted to go back, but my uncle forced me to go down the other tunnel. We walked all day. I was desperate for water. We stopped for the night. My uncle heard the sound of a spring of water.